Let me ask you this, Senator. Leaving the sequestration crisis, if you will, aside, say that things get back to normal, so to speak. What do you think the chances are of getting the secure rural schools funding extended?
Well, I'm an optimist, and I'll tell you why I'm an optimist. The chairman of the Finance Committee currently is Max Baucus from Montana. Max and I have had long conversations about secure rural schools because this is important to his state. He is very concerned about how this plays out. My counterpart on the Energy Committee, it's either Ron Wyden or Lisa Murkowski that will be the chairman of the Energy Committee. We have a role when it comes to secure rural schools and the funding. I'm on the Interior Appropriations Committee, as I mentioned. We've got the Forest Service budget. Now, secure rural schools is on. I don't know. It sounds so dramatic to call it life support, but it has been painful going from appropriation year to appropriation year, wondering whether or not these funds are coming to the states, coming then to the individual communities. And as you heard me say, Sitka currently in FY12 got, you know, about $1.2 million. That's substantial. You pull that away, and where does a community like this find those kinds of dollars?
Well, we see, excuse me to interrupt, but we see this waiting game taking place in our city and our school board budgets every year. It's an annual thing.
Because they don't know whether to count on it.
Exactly, and so they don't. And so there's this big release of pressure when the money has come through these last couple of years. We're not going to have to lay off this many teachers. We're not going to have to shorten the school day or, you know, do dramatic things.
But you hate to have to govern by default.
Of course.
And to a certain extent, that's kind of what is happening there. We're not giving the certainty to the communities that they need. We're not giving the certainty to the districts to be able to budget. And so everybody's shortchanged. Everyone's just a little bit stressed. Is there some way that we can't provide for a better path? So what I was working on with Senator Baucus and with Senator Wyden, and again, keep in mind, Oregon gets the lion's share of secure rural schools funding. So Senator Wyden has a very, very keen interest in this. We actually have a secure rural schools caucus where we, those senators that are impacted, whose states are impacted, we sit down and we talk about, okay, is there something that we can put together? The proposal that that we had hoped to be able to move forward would have put things on a glide path towards a reduced number, but a number that you could at least count on instead of this kind of up and down and is it going to be here or not. We weren't successful with that because we simply couldn't find that much of a pay for, and that was Senator Baucus's concern. But what he has done is he has pledged to work with me. Senator Wyden has also said we've got to resolve this. So that's why I'm optimistic, because I think you've got a bipartisan group of individuals that, quite honestly, are in some pretty key committee spots. So it's never going to be easy, but I do think it's doable.